I'm using this opportunity to present a short message to the body of Christ. I'm sending my greetings to all our brethren, wherever you are going to be listening from. I pray may the Lord bless you. But before we go through the scripture, I would like us to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I present this short presentation before you. And I pray that you will give us understanding, wisdom, to be able to have a proper understanding of the scripture. May your presence be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to use this opportunity to present a short message on the topic that says, the cancerous spirit of jealousy. The cancerous spirit of jealousy. I want us to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, from verse 30. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30, it says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bone. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bone. As I mentioned earlier, our topic says the cancerous spirit of jealousy. The cancerous spirit of jealousy. And the scripture says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bone. Now, I want us to see the spirit of jealousy in a negative form. What makes the Bible or the Spirit of the Lord to condemn jealousy? So in this aspect, I would like us to define what jealousy is. So the spirit of jealousy is not just an emotion. It is a deep corrosive force that can destroy a believer's life and its relationship with God and with other friends and relatives, even with the people of God, if this kind of spirit of jealousy is left unchecked. So the essence of today's presentation is for us to be able to discover within us as a Christian, within us as believers, within us as preachers, if we truly have this negative spirit of jealousy. If we look at in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for where envy and the strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So wherever you see envy, wherever you see strife, there is confusion and every evil work. Anybody that has envy, anyone that has the spirit of strife, it is very difficult for you not to see confusion. It is very difficult for you not to see an evil work. And that is the reason why the Bible calls it the rottenness of the bone. The rottenness of the bone. So jealousy is a spiritual disease, far more dangerous than many believers can easily recognize. It is a silent killer of love. It is a silent killer of trust. It is a silent killer of unity, both in personal relationship and within the body of Christ. So that's why the scripture from the book of Proverbs, from where we read Proverbs 14:30, says, it is the rottenness of the bone. It is an unseen decay that eventually leads to collapse. It is an unseen decay, spirit of jealousy. You may be relating with a brother. You may be relating with a preacher. You may be relating with your wife or with your husband or with even your children without knowing there is an unseen decay of jealousy coming forth, springing forth from the minds of the person. So that's why the Bible link it as a cancer. It is like a cancer. This spirit of jealousy is like a cancer. Cancer of the heart, cancer of the body. It often begins unnoticed. When it comes, it does not create alarm. It does not raise voice. It begins unnoticed in our heart. It comes like a seed, growing silently until it begins to consume the entire spirit of a person. So that's why the Bible keep on warning us as believers that we should monitor our hearts. We should monitor what goes on in our mind. So because jealousy is not just a moral flaw, but it is a spiritual cancer that can easily destroy ministers, that can easily destroy friendships, that can easily destroy marriage, that can easily destroy the church of the living God. Starting from inside, many churches have been torn apart as a result of the spirit of jealousy that sprung from the angle of leadership of the church, or the one that sprung out from the angle of the members. So here, the Bible is making us to understand that it is not just a moral flaw, but it is a spiritual cancer that can destroy ministries, that can destroy friendship, that can destroy marriages, that can destroy churches, that can destroy anything at all it can lay hands upon. The way cancer works, that's how this spirit of jealousy also operates. So that's why the Bible, we see it as a spiritual cancer that can easily destroy. So our work is to carefully, properly examine ourselves daily to make sure that we keep on checking ourselves, to make sure we keep on checking our hearts, to make sure that this spirit of cancer, this rottenness of the bone, does not have its own ground upon our lives. So if we look at in the Bible, we will see that the spirit of jealousy has caused a lot of damage in the life of the people of God. It has caused a lot of damage. So this spiritual cancer requires early detection. This spiritual cancer of the mind requires early detection and the radical removal. We must be able to detect this spiritual cancer early enough. And the only way we can be able to detect it early enough is when we have the leadership of the Holy Spirit to properly examine our life without playing the role of ignorance or trying to undermine the power of this spiritual cancer. So when we detect it early, and what should we do? We will radically remove it in our life. Make sure that it does not take ground, because it can destroy our spiritual health. It can destroy fellowship. It can destroy destiny. So that's what we want you to understand, that this cancerous spirit of jealousy can destroy the wonderful things you are doing, even in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. So we must also understand that the Bible sees this spirit of jealousy as a terrible disease. It is an envy that can deprive one another good things that are supposed to come to them. It is often paid as someone who has committed a spiritual murder. A spiritual murder. Let us look at the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. So in that place, the Bible mentioned that jealousy is part of the work of the flesh. From Galatians chapter 5, from 19 to 21, the Bible mentioned that the spirit of jealousy, strife, envy, they are the works of the flesh. They are the works of the flesh. So we must not allow the spirit of jealousy to take its root in our life. So jealousy in its sinful form is the resentful desire for another's advantages. Jealousy in its sinful form is the resentful desire for another's advantages, blessings, positions, or relationships. It is often coupled with a desire to see them lose what they have. When one has the spirit of jealousy, it makes the person to hate his brother. It makes the person to hate his relatives. It even makes the person to hate his wife or husband. So that is the dangerous thing you can discover in this spirit of jealousy. That's what the Bible calls it. It is a spiritual cancer which we must easily detect early enough, and we must radically deal with it, not to allow it to spread to a dangerous condition. And we saw it in the life of Cain and Abel. That is the first manifestation of this spirit of jealousy. We saw it in the life of Abel in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 3 to 8. We saw it. Cain had a terrible spirit of jealousy against his brother Abel. And we saw how Cain rose up and killed his brother because of jealousy, and he shed the blood. That was the first innocent blood that was shed because of jealousy. So in our lives as believers, we must carefully monitor our mind. We must carefully monitor our heart to make sure that we deal with every power, every spirit of jealousy. Immediately we discover it. We also saw it in the life of Joseph and his brothers in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 4 to 11. We saw how spirit of jealousy divide the families and destroy the relationship between brothers. It happened, and we saw it. Because Joseph came up with his dreams and the visions, and his brothers, because of hatred, because of jealousy, they conspired against Joseph in order to kill him. So we saw the spirit of jealousy in the family here, how it divided them and it finally destroyed the family. So we can also see that if we allow the spirit of jealousy to thrive in our life, to thrive in our churches, it can divide the church. It can divide the ministers. It can divide believers. It can also make the church to die spiritually because of the spirit of jealousy. So we saw it when the brothers came up with the spirit of jealousy, the family was divided. The trust, the unity of the family of Jacob was torn apart. Why? Because jealousy entered among the brethren, among the family, and the family was in disarray. So this is a terrible thing that can happen to the life of any believer. We also saw it in the life of Saul and David, how Saul was pursuing David up and down because of the spirit of jealousy. So we can see here that Saul was a leader, David was also a leader, but because of the spirit of jealousy, then it destroyed that relationship. Saul was unable to discover it, and he was pursuing David in order to kill him. We saw it in the book of First Samuel, chapter 18, verse 7 to 9. So Saul's jealousy against David turned him from a God-anointed king into a paranoid hunter. He began to look for David from mountain to the valley, from valley to the cave. He was pursuing him up and down. So jealousy poisons vision. We must also know that jealousy poisons vision. Immediately, the jealous spirit entered King Saul. All the visions he had concerning Israel died. So the spirit of jealousy turn him, turn his vision against David, and he began to pursue David. So the spirit of jealousy can poison vision and shift focus from God's assignment to personal rivalry. So the spirit of jealousy can poison visions and shift focus from God's assignment to personal rivalry. So this is what we as believers must carefully monitor in our daily walk with God, to make sure that the spirit of jealousy, which is cancerous, will not have its root upon our life. And as we do that, the Almighty God will help us. We also saw it in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was here on earth. The spirit of jealousy was discovered in the life of the chief priest. These are the people who stood to represent God, to represent the Lord of God. But when they saw Jesus Christ, they saw the mighty works Jesus was doing. The spirit of jealousy rose up upon them, and they delivered Jesus Christ to Pilate so that he could be killed. And they preferred the thief, they chose the murderer instead of the Son of God. They preferred the murderer, and they killed the only Son of God rather than losing influence. So spirit of jealousy can make people to hate, can make people to kill. So this is what I want you to understand. So it can also blind the people's eyes. Spirit of jealousy can blind your spiritual perception. It can blind your spiritual perception. So because jealous people will always misinterpret blessing as a threat. If you preach well, they will have problem with you. If you did not preach well, they will have problem with you. If you are doing well, they will have problem. They will misinterpret your blessings. So this is dangerous thing that we believers must carefully monitor in our life. Daily, we must ask ourselves, is spirit of jealousy coming up in our heart? We have to use the word of God to properly detoxify our heart daily. We must use the word of God to keep on detoxifying our mind, to make sure that the spirit of jealousy did not manifest in our heart. So the spirit of jealousy can kill love. It can blind your spiritual perception. So that's why we want each, every one of us to carefully monitor our life. So because when the spirit of jealousy is seen in your heart, the Bible said it is the rottenness of the bone. The spirit of jealousy is the rottenness of the bone. So when the rottenness enter inside your bone, your life will become spiritually miserable. Praise the Lord. So this is the few things I want you to understand this morning. And I want you also to know that if we don't checkmate the entrance, the inflow of the spirit of jealousy in our individual walk with God, in our ministerial walk, it can destroy the unity of the church. It can destroy the unity of the church, and the ministries can crumble down because of the influence of jealousy. And I pray, as we listen to this little word of exhortation this morning, and I pray the Almighty God will give us the power and the anointing to overcome the spirit of jealousy, so that we can able to acknowledge it and confess it, admit it before God as a sin, so that God will help us to deal with it. And as we do that, the Almighty God will help us. So let us pray. Father, I pray this morning by the power of the Holy Spirit that you help your children, cover your children by the power of the Almighty God, and help us to discover the spirit of jealousy, which is cancerous in the spirit, which can destroy and tear brethren apart, which can destroy ministries. We pray that the power of the Almighty God will show us mercy and deliver us from every spirit of jealousy, so that spirit of jealousy will not cause confusion in the body of Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father, as you give us the power and the understanding to carefully monitor and examine our life daily. God bless you.